Sandman lawsuit, posts anti-Trump bias led to reckless disregard, myriad and repeated defamatory claims. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Wednesday, February, 2019. Nicholas Sandman, the Catholic high school boy falsely accused of accosting a Native American elder and Vietnam veteran at the Lincoln Memorial on January 18 after the March for Life, has fired the first shot in the battle to repair his reputation. Yesterday, Sandman's attorneys filed a lawsuit against the Washington Post, which, despite a request to do so, has refused to retract myriad false and defamatory claims about Sandman's confrontation with Nathan Phillips, the unkempt, professional left-wing activist who repeatedly lied about that day and his military service. Sandman's attorneys want the Post to cough up $250 million, the same price that Jeff Bezos, the world's richest person, the lawsuit notes, paid for the leftist rag in 2013. The claims. The lawsuit claims the Post smeared Sandman, a student at Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, as part of its well-known bias against President Trump. The Post wrongfully targeted and bullied Nicholas because he was the white, Catholic student wearing a red Make America Great Again souvenir cap. The Post defamed Sandman with reckless disregard for the truth by not fully investigating the events of January 18, which began when the Black Hebrew Israelites, a known hate group, began verbally assaulting and taunting Nicholas and his Covcath classmates with, including but not limited to, threats of physical violence and vitriol, calling the students incest babies, dirty ass crackers, and future school shooters. The black radicals also taunted the Indian protesters, who ignored the blacks and instead confronted the boys. Phillips, a phony war hero, the lawsuit notes, was too intimidated to confront the true troublemakers, and instead chose to focus on a group of innocent children, a much safer endeavor for activist tactics of intimidation. The lawsuit refutes Phillips' repeated false statements about himself and Sandman. Phillips specifically confronted Nicholas. Phillips never made any attempt to move past, around, or away from Nicholas, even though he could have done so at any time, the lawsuit alleges. Nicholas did not confront or move toward Phillips. Nor did he make any movement to block Phillips' path or prevent Phillips from physically moving wherever he wished. On the contrary, the lawsuit alleges, the Indian war hero confronted Sandman. Despite these truths, on January 19, 20 and 21, the Post ignored the truth and falsely accused Nicholas of, among other things, accosting Phillips by suddenly swarming him in a threatening and physically intimidating manner as Phillips and other activists were wrapping up the march and preparing to leave, blocking Phillips' path, refusing to allow Phillips to retreat, taunting the dispersing indigenous crowd, chanting "Build that wall, Trump 2020," or "Go back to Africa," and otherwise engaging in racist and improper conduct which ended only when Phillips and other activists walked away. Although a plethora of relevant video was also available online, the lawsuit alleges, the Post rushed to lead the mainstream media to assassinate Nicholas's character and bully him, publishing their first article no later than 1:37 p.m. January 19, at least six articles repeated false claims. The Post published no less than six articles that contained multiple defamatory falsehoods under such defamatory and inflammatory headlines as "It Was Getting Ugly," "Native American Drummer Speaks on MAGA Hat Wearing Teens Who Surrounded Him," "Marchers Accost by Boys in MAGA Caps Draws Ire," "Opposed to the Dignity of the Human Person," "Kentucky Catholic Diocese Condemns Teens Who Taunted Vet at March for Life." The articles repeatedly and with reckless disregard for the truth and facts, the lawsuit alleges, smeared Sandman as a racist who physically assaulted or intimidated Phillips, which violated the standards of his Catholic faith. The Post also repeatedly and falsely reported that the students chanted "Build the Wall." The Post had obvious reasons to doubt the veracity of its purported first-hand sources, the lawsuit alleges, because they are manifestly biased and because the short video evidence on which the Post relied did not show Nicholas or the students swarming Phillips, uttering the chants or slurs they were accused of making, or Nicholas or the students blocking Phillips' egress. As well, the Post continued to publish its false and defamatory accusations with actual knowledge of falsity, having reviewed video evidence and statements of Nicholas Sandman contradicting its false and defamatory accusations. And again, the Post refused to retract its defamatory claims despite a request from Sandman's attorneys well after the truth about Phillips and his war party had emerged. Hilariously, a spokesman for the Post said, "We plan to mount a vigorous defense. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners."